Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Nine Golden Months, The Essential Art of Nurturing the Mother-to-Be, is a holistic prenatal care guide by Heng O, Emily Grieven, and Marisa Belger, published by Abrams in 2022. Following the author's earlier books on fertility and postpartum care, it shifts attention to pregnancy itself as a distinct period of physical change, emotional adjustment, and emerging maternal identity. Its central purpose is not to replace medical prenatal guidance. Rather, it addresses a perceived gap in pregnancy literature, the need for care directed toward the pregnant person, not solely fetal development, tests, risks, or birth preparation. The book presents pregnancy as a meaningful transition that benefits from rest, nourishment, supportive relationships, and reflective practices. Drawing on traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurveda, and guidance from prenatal practitioners and wisdom keepers, it combines broad perspectives with practical rituals and recipes. Its tone is deliberately compassionate and non-judgmental, positioning the book as a sustaining companion for navigating the demands, uncertainty, discomfort, and significance of the 9 months before birth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, pregnancy is treated as a transformative season rather than a medical countdown. The book reframes pregnancy from a sequence of clinical milestones into a full developmental period for the mother-to-be. This does not deny the importance of prenatal appointments, screening, or evidence-based medical care. Instead, it questions the narrowness of an approach in which pregnancy information is dominated by rules, measurements, risk management, and preparation for an eventual delivery. The authors argue that the pregnant person is also undergoing a profound transition, one involving the body, relationships, daily routines, and sense of self. Treating pregnancy as a meaningful season changes the practical question from merely how to get through 9 months safely to how to be cared for while moving through them. That shift supports attention to fatigue, fluctuating moods, discomfort, anticipation, and doubt, as experiences that merit care rather than inconveniences to overcome. The sacred framing is therefore less a doctrinal claim than a corrective to high-speed, productivity-oriented expectations. It makes room for slowing down and for recognizing that a person may not feel the same from day to day. In category terms, this is the book's defining intervention. It centers maternal experience without making perfection, positivity, or a particular birth outcome the measure of a good pregnancy. Secondly, maternal well-being is considered across emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual dimensions. Nine Golden Months uses an explicitly whole-person model of prenatal well-being. Its stated scope includes emotional, mental, physiological, and spiritual durantes, resisting the idea that physical health can be isolated from stress, belonging, rest, or inner confidence. This framing is important because many common pregnancy resources separate these concerns into different categories: nutrition in one place, fetal development in another, and emotional support as an optional supplement. The authors instead present them as interdependent. A depleted or anxious mother-to-be may need more than information. She may need conditions that help her feel safe, seen, and able to respond to changing needs. The book therefore emphasizes soothing practices, nourishing food, and space for reflection alongside more tangible self-care. Its spiritual language should be understood as an invitation to meaning and inward attention rather than a substitute for healthcare or a uniform belief system. The practical implication is that pregnancy care can be evaluated by more than compliance with recommendations. It can also be evaluated by whether it reduces isolation, makes rest possible, and supports a person's capacity to listen to her body. This broad lens distinguishes the book from conventional manuals that foreground fetal milestones while giving comparatively little sustained attention to the mother's interior experience. Thirdly, traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurveda provide a holistic framework, not a clinical protocol. A distinctive feature of the book is its use of traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurveda as sources of prenatal wisdom. These traditions shape its emphasis on balance, nourishment, rhythms of activity and rest, and attention to the individual experience of bodily change. The authors also draw on an extended circle of practitioners, guides, and wisdom keepers specializing in prenatal care. This allows the book to bring inherited care practices into conversation with contemporary pregnancy life, especially the pressures of work, constant information, and social isolation. Its approach is not presented as a standardized medical protocol, nor should readers interpret traditional practices as replacements for individualized advice from qualified maternity clinicians. Rather, the traditions furnish a language for asking broader questions about what supports resilience and comfort during pregnancy. They encourage care that is attentive to context, season, energy, and recovery, rather than limited to universal rules. This orientation helps explain why the book includes rituals and food guidance, instead of concentrating on diagnostic information. It also marks a potential limitation for readers who want a strictly biomedical reference work, detailed discussion of research evidence, or a directive clinical plan. For its intended audience, however, the cross-cultural framework expands the range of care practices considered relevant to prenatal life and makes nourishment a central rather than peripheral concern. Fourthly, rest and reduced pressure counter the culture of productivity during pregnancy. The book directly addresses a modern tension pregnancy often unfolds amid expectations of uninterrupted productivity, social availability, and confident performance. Its response is to legitimize pauses, naps, quieter routines, and changing levels of energy. The authors describe a supportive environment as one where the mother-to-be can lower stress, retreat from distractions when needed, and follow shifting hormonal rhythms rather than resisting them. This is more specific than a general recommendation to practice self-care. It identifies the social conditions that make self-care difficult, including pressure to remain consistently capable and the tendency to treat rest as something that must be earned. By naming these pressures, the book turns rest into a practical element of prenatal support rather than an indulgence. The argument also avoids promising that careful routines will eliminate discomfort or uncertainty. Pregnancy can include physical disruption, sleep loss, and fear, and the proposed value of care is not total control. It is greater capacity to meet those experiences without depletion or shame. Readers can apply this perspective by reconsidering schedules, asking for practical help, reducing unnecessary demands, and protecting time for restoration. The focus on permission is especially notable. Women may need not only techniques, but also affirmation that their needs are legitimate. In this respect, the book critiques the environment around pregnancy as much as it offers individual practices within it. Lastly, rituals, recipes, and support networks translate the book's values into daily care. Although its perspective is philosophical and holistic, 9 Golden Months is designed to be usable. The book includes intentional self-care rituals and specific recipes, connecting its larger claims about maternal value to repeatable acts of nourishment. Recipes matter in this context because food is treated as one means of comfort, sustenance, and care, not simply as a list of dietary restrictions. Rituals likewise give structure to reflection and rest, helping readers create small moments of attention within demanding daily lives. The book also stresses relational support. Its ideal is not a pregnant person who manages every challenge alone through disciplined wellness practices, but one who is held by partners, friends, family, caregivers, or a wider community. The recurring image of an elder sister, matriarch, or circle of women clarifies the kind of guidance it seeks to offer: experienced, compassionate, and non-judgmental rather than prescriptive. This social emphasis has practical force. Support can include assistance with food, protection of rest, space to express fears, and recognition of the mother's changing needs. By combining concrete practices with a relational ethic, the book avoids reducing prenatal care to consumer products or private routines. Its practical tools are meant to reinforce a broader conclusion: care becomes more effective when it is regular, embodied, and shared, rather than reserved for moments of crisis. In conclusion, 9 Golden Months will be most useful to pregnant readers who want a reflective, care-centered complement to standard prenatal manuals. It may also serve partners, relatives, doulas, and wellness practitioners seeking a clearer understanding of how to support the pregnant person rather than concentrating exclusively on the future baby. Readers should retain ordinary medical prenatal care and consult qualified clinicians for questions involving health conditions, symptoms, medications, nutrition restrictions, or treatment. The book's contribution lies elsewhere. It offers language and practices for recognizing pregnancy as a demanding transition deserving of protection, nourishment, and communal attention. Its practical benefit comes from linking broad values to everyday actions, including rest, supportive routines, rituals, and food preparation. Intellectually, challenges the assumption that a successful pregnancy is chiefly a matter of managing risk and following information correctly. Compared with many books in the pregnancy category, it stands out because it gives a sustained priority to the mother's emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual experience. Its use of traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurveda further differentiates it from strictly clinical guides, while its non-judgmental tone distances it from rule-heavy lifestyle advice. Readers seeking detailed medical explanations may need another resource alongside it. Those seeking a compassionate framework for slowing down, accepting changing needs, and building support around pregnancy are the audience most likely to find its approach valuable. If you would like to support Heng O, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.